We have a couple of readings for today, but before we get to those readings, I'd like to share a special writing from the family. I believe this comes from Don's daughter-in-law. This is titled Remembrance of a Beautiful Life. Donald Ralph Levine was born on October 15, 1934 in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. He grew up in rural Otter Tail County on a farm near Dent, Minnesota. After graduating high school from Perham, Don served in the Army stationed in Germany from 1952 to 1955. He then attended and graduated from North Dakota State University. His academic accomplishments and work history are very impressive, having worked at Edwards Air Force Base in California and teaching computer sciences at Oregon State University. Go Beavers are just a couple of accolades. But the best titles he held were that of a wonderful husband to Lori Elizabeth Mueller Levine for 53 years and an amazing father to Ron, Linda, and Mark. Don was a jokester, and he loved telling witty stories or playing pranks. He had a great sense of humor, and the gleam in his eyes or mischievous look on his face when he would tell a joke or play a trick on someone is one of the memories his children, family, and friends hold dear to their hearts. Don loved to fish and camp, and his children can recall with great fondness and love the many fishing and camping trips Don and Lori shared with them. They also share the memories of the fun they had at Disneyland, visiting yearly while Don worked for Edwards Air Force Base, or traveling to Minnesota, and how Don would stop at historical markers and educate the children on the history of places as they traveled. Don loved to play board games and spend quality time with family and friends. Years ago, Linda loved horseback riding, and Don would ride with her, and as Linda tells it, he probably did not enjoy it as much as she did, but he would ride with her anyway. The boys have memories of motorcycle rides and adventures where they were taught about trees, plants, animals, and respect for nature. Throughout the many years, I've heard stories of fishing expeditions, road trips across the country, and nights spent camping in the great outdoors. But I also heard of the love, the family time, and the many precious memories Don gave his family in everyday living and supporting his children in whatever endeavors they were a part of. His amazing touch as a father lives on in Ron, Linda, and Mark. That family love spilled over and touched his grandchildren, Eric, Kenny, Jonathan, Abby, Madeline, and Samuel. Christina and I were able to be a part of that love when we became family in marrying Ron and Mark. Don was a man of great stature and profound words, level-headed thinking, and expert research before acting on a situation. He had patience and determination in getting things accomplished. And accomplish a lifetime of greatness, he certainly did. There are memories each of you, I am sure, can recall with a smile on your face and love in your heart about Don, his antics, his words, his time spent with you. There are memories I will hold dear as well. My last words to Dad Don, was when Ron and I visited, and on our way out of the memory care facility, I asked, Dad, do you think I could get a hug? And his response made my heart smile as he didn't remember me but still said, I think I can do that. I am honored to be a part of Donald Ralph Levine's life. I am honored to be a part of his family. And I am honored Linda asked me to put this writing also together. I could spend a day writing all the amazing qualities Dad had, but I know each of you already know what a great man, friend, brother, father, and father-in-law he was. His lessons and teachings, along with his love and his caring to and for each of us, will forever be embedded in our hearts and will branch out over time to touch others who have not had as much time with him as we all did. He leaves behind the greatest part of who he was in the hearts and minds of those who knew him best, those who were touched by him in passing, and those he worked with and taught. God didn't leave us when his soul went to heaven. He still touches us through our tears, through our memories, through our love we have for him. We will all meet again in heaven one day, and I have no doubt he will be by Lori's side with a gleam in his eyes and a smile on his face. I am forever grateful for being able to count him as one of my blessings in life.